This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
One of the big institutions in our community would have to be, It's called the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, and we have the man himself, the man that puts it all together, who does a brilliant job, and he's a really nice guy as well, and I was paid to say that. Spiro, hello Spiro.
Thank you. Your check's in the mail. I really appreciate that.
Now, I was trying to be a bit cheeky and you know, like sort of make out I couldn't remember the name of the organisation because you're so much part of our landscape here in Melbourne now, aren't you?
Yeah, look, I think the MQFF has become such a, you know, an institution. And, you know, of course, you know, this year we're celebrating our 30th year. So, you know, the festival's been around for quite a while. And, you know, what's been really nice over this last year actually is just hearing different stories from people talking about, you know, the first time they went or, you know, the first film they saw at the festival and just kind of stories like that. I think actually have been really nice.
Yeah, and you know, like, it's obviously been a tough year for you because you know, like, you didn't really have the festival per se, but it did really well for you, Spiro, didn't it?
Yeah, look, we started off obviously in March. The festival got cancelled 4 days in because of you know, this year that we're having, which has been a total nightmare. But it's been amazing that we've been able to sort of find our feet again and kind of find a way to kind of reconnect to the audience again and continue, you know, and continue showing films and very also excitedly bring back a lot of the films that we didn't get to screen in March. Because I think for me, more importantly, the festival is so much about the audience and the filmmakers. And it was really important for me to, you know, honour those kind of agreements we had, those filmmakers, to show those films. It's so rare that you don't always get to see these movies on a streaming service at some point or in a cinema. Like, they disappear.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's really important that, you know, this is the opportunity to see these films. And, you know, it was kind of, you know, festivals are a really important place for filmmakers to showcase their work.
And also the other side of the Queer Film Festival is how much people love getting together, you know, like the festival bar and you're like bumping into old friends in the bar, or as one person's running off to see a movie and you know, like standing in a queue hoping to get a ticket and you know, like, and chatting to somebody that you've never known before and all of a sudden you go, oh, okay, well, let's be friends. You know, it's just been a wonderful you know, like, a way to meet our people in our community. So a bit sad that it wasn't around, but then again, we can't complain because it's the same for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think obviously for us, our biggest challenge and concern was the, you know, as you said, our festival is about the community getting together and sharing that experience of watching queer films together, and how do you replicate that online? But I think what we realised as we started having different events online throughout the year is that people, I think, just really appreciated the continuity of MQFF just being around, you know, like we're all in lockdown, in particular in Melbourne, you know, we had one of the most severe ones, and just having that there was some, I think, some comfort and real joy for people, which I think was really important.
Yeah. And what was the big movie, you know, like that, you know, like back then in March, that, you know, like what was it, you know, like, and what was the interest in that movie, and why did you put it as part of the festival?
Which movie, sorry?
Well, you know, like what was the big movie?
Oh, yeah, we had, look, you know, as the festival was rolling on, you obviously begin to see what the big sellers are.
Yep.
Things like End of the Century and Then We Danced, which was another sort of hot one. And so it was very, and Bit was another one that was kind of selling really well. And so that's, you know, it's been really nice that we've been able to kind of get those films back, actually, and sort of get a, you know, have another opportunity for people to maybe catch them. You know, The Strong Ones was another movie that a couple of those only got one showings as well. So it's really great to finally get people to, you know, get to see the films. And actually this time around as well, we're doing a couple of new titles that actually weren't on in March. And also our first in-person event since March, because we're going to the drive-in as well. Really exciting. Yeah. So that's a really nice way to kind of cap it off, actually, that we're actually all going to be back in the same space again.
Now, I've just got an important message, and we'll be back speaking with Spiro, one of our favourites here on Sunday Arts Magazine. And, of course, he's the man that puts all those wonderful films together for us at Melbourne Queer Film Festival. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is brought to you with the support of our listener, business and organisation members and donors. Benji's Karaoke Bar, Melbourne's best communal karaoke bar, is a proud Joy member. For more info, visit benjis.com.au. Joy thanks Benji's for their support.
And you're back on Sunday Arts Magazine. As I said, we're chatting with Spiro from Melbourne Queer Film Festival. So come on, let's talk about what your program is that is going to be exciting.
Yeah, well, actually, why don't we start with some of the new titles that I mentioned we've got. So we've got a film, an Australian film called Ellie and Abby and Ellie's Dead Aunt, which is a really wonderful Australian
I love it.
Comedy. Yeah, great title as well, and a really, really sweet film. So we're really excited that we're finally getting to screen this film. I think people are going to really like it. It's really charming, and it's got some really... I think, you know, you sort of see a lot of coming-of-age films as a queer film programmer, and it's always nice when you get one that sort of really approaches it in such a really fresh way that is about this younger generation, but it is also one that is about respecting the past and, you know, previous people, you know, in our community that have come out and, you know, done the hard fight. And so it's got this really nice kind of line that goes through it, which I really liked. Yeah, and the other one is Happiest Season. So this is our drive-in film, and very excited about this. This is a romantic comedy starring Kristen Stewart and Mackenzie Davis. It's directed by Claire Duval, who also made The Intervention, which we screened a few years back, and Claire Duval is obviously also in But I'm a Cheerleader. It's got queer cred coming out of, you know, every place. I'm really excited about it. And, you know, like already... if people are interested in seeing it, I can say now we've just put our third field on sale because it's just sold out so much. So people want to catch it, they should hurry up.
Yeah. No. What drive-in are you showing it?
Coburg.
Coburg. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we're really lucky that we've got. I mean, it's great that we've got a drive-in here in Melbourne. You know, I think that's been the saving kind of grace for a lot of. I think a lot of festivals all around the world, to be honest with you, having kind of outdoor spaces or venues like drive-ins where they can continue kind of, you know, showing films during this, you know, whole year that we all kind of want to put behind us, basically.
Yeah. And you're like, what a fun thing to do, because to be quite honest, I haven't been to a drive-in for, I can't even remember. I suppose, I was a teenager or something the last time I went.
It's really fun. It's really fun. I don't even have a car and it's fun.
So. you're like ring that person up, the one person you know with a car, and say, let's go to the drive-in.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. By the way, give a car first. It's really, really exciting. So they're the two new films, and with some of the ones that we've got coming back, our closing night film this year was going to be a movie called Bit, and I'm really excited that we're finally going to get to show Bit. And Bit is like a queer sort of version of The Lost Boys, I guess is sort of the only way to kind of describe it, with a, you know, real kind of strong feminist twist to it. It's a really fun film, and it's got some really interesting kind of ideas in it, and some, you know, really kind of interesting kind of takes on sort of, you know, the genre, which I think people are going to really like. And the other one is The Strong Ones, which is a really wonderful Chilean film. And this is based on a short movie that we actually screened in the festival a few years back called San Cristobal. And this is a love story between these two men in this small fishing village. And it's really beautiful and great performances and it's got a really nice kind of quality about it, but I really recommend that.
Yeah, and where did you say it was filmed?
It's Chilean, the strong.
Right, okay. Wow, I could imagine that in a fishing village. Well, because there wouldn't be all that many people there, would there? You know, living there. It's brave story.
Absolutely, and it's about these two. And the film kind of ends up being about the kind of will of these two men. You know, one has actually just come from the city, and one lives there, and sort of about, you know, who's going to, you know, like what happens to that relationship when one person wants to be away from that kind of place, and one person wants to stay, and so it kind of plays out in this really kind of really great way. I like it a lot. It's a really wonderful film.
Yeah. And what about docos? Is there any docos in this season?
Yeah, we've got a really great one called The Archivettes. And actually, that was another one of our big sellers back in March. That we were hopefully going to screen, but I'm lucky we're showing now. And then The Archivettes is about the Lesbian History Archive in New York. That archive is this really amazing place that over the 70s and 80s was archiving and collecting lesbian stories to basically kind of pass on. And
wow.
It became this really, really important document that documented lesbian life. And it's really nicely done. It's very much also about, you know, the new generation sort of discovering these stories as well.
Yeah. How fortunate that, you know, we have certain people, and it's a certain person in life that will do that documents.
Yeah.
We've got the archive,
Lesbian Archive here.
Yeah, which will be part of Pride Centre. I believe they're going to have, a room where all the really old quilts and all that won't fade, or, you know, like, it will be climate controlled. How lucky we are that, the people took the time to, archive all that information.
Yeah. Absolutely, and it's really important because sometimes those queer stories, you know, as we know, get left out of official history sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's amazing and really important that there are people doing that work to kind of make sure that those stories are, you know, remembered, you know, and, you know, sort of really form a really important part of, you know, our history as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So when's it on? When's it all happening? And
yes,
50 films, I believe. 50 films.
Yeah, 50 features, shorts and documentaries. So it's quite it's a pretty hefty program in the end. And it's all screening from the 19th, or streaming, in fact, from the 19th of November to the 30th. Obviously with streaming films, you know, not all of them are available throughout the entirety of the festival. There's some titles, like Ellie and Abby, for example, that's only available for one night. So some films, you gotta, you know, make sure you get your tickets early if you're keen to see it. Same as End of the Century, another really great Argentinian film showing that's only available for 3 days. So there are some slight restrictions, but otherwise most of the films are available throughout the entirety of the festival. And various passes, like we have had in the past, you know, are available. You know, single tickets, 3 passes, 5 passes, 10, all in.
Yep.
So we've tried to make it as, you know, much as like our regular festival as we possibly could.
Yep. And Spiro, it's just so important that we get behind this and support it, because you rely on those ticket sales to keep the festival going, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, we're a not-for-profit organisation, and, you know, this year's been difficult for everybody, and we've been so fortunate that we have an incredible, supportive networking community that, you know, loves this festival and wants to support it and, you know, comes back to watch films that we play and, you know, watch queer cinema. And so it's kind of really important for us. So we really, you know, really appreciate it. I think that's been the thing that's kept us going.
Yeah, and people out there listening now, you know, like a lot of might just slip by a lot of people. So mention it to your friend groups or mention something on social media you're buying tickets to watch some of these films online. Just remind everyone that it's happening, because we get so caught up that you might even get, you might be a member and you might be getting the information, but then all of a sudden the time passes and you go, oh, hold on, I didn't see one film. So just remind all your friends out there, because I know all the hard work that Spiro and everyone at Queer Film Festival puts into this. So it would be a shame if at the end of this that you're like, we didn't support it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a, you know, now that we're allowed to have more than, you know, two people in the house, you can have a bit of a, you can have a bit of a watch party.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, or make some people sit outside and other people inside.
Absolutely. You know, everyone, you'll find a way. Life finds a way.
Yeah. Spiro, lovely talking to you. Hey, what's your website?
MQFF.com.au, and so the films are available through the website as well, and tickets. So, and you can stream it onto your television via your laptop. It's fairly straightforward, and you know, we obviously, it's pretty easy to do. So,
yep, brilliant. Always a lovely treat talking to you,
Thank you.
Hope to see you in person next time in the studio. All right, thanks so much, Spiro.
Thanks. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine. And as I was just saying with Spiro, it's really important that we get out there and support such an important organisation like the Melbourne Queer Film Festival and like Joy. Support us as well wherever you can. I'm just going to give a little plug for my Friday Night Live show that I do with David and Sue on Friday. Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. This week we are auctioning off Pamela Reed, a local Melbourne artist, has painted for us a Trump. Well, the minute the election result came through and he's not giving up and all these people demonstrating in America as we speak. This is brilliant. It's him as a baby spitting the dummy and in the other hand holding the Empire State Building with his nappy being the American flag, but of course it's bulging with all his little baby fat. And it's called I Won't Grow Up, I Won't Grow Up. And we are auctioning it off this Friday night on Friday Night Live with David and Sue on Joy 94.9 between 6 and 8 p.m. You can go to my social media to check it out, just David Hunt, or you can go to Friday Night Live with David and Sue to check out how brilliant this is. Pamela Reed has captured his image so well, and normally she doesn't do, you know, like cartoony sort of things. You know, like she's a serious artist, and she did this for us as a fundraiser for Joy, and to... Also, it's part of history, so go and check it out because it is absolutely fantastic. And we actually have got a few people putting bids in already, which you can do on social media if you want, if you won't be listening on Friday night. And you're on Sunday Arts Magazine and you're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.